In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We, in today's Gospel, have yet more of our Lord's deepening the observance of the covenant, deepening the covenant, because that's the best way to really understand the difference between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. The New Covenant is deeper, and of course it extends not just to the children of Israel, but to all the sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, who are begotten from above and adopted sons and daughters of the Most High God. And the New Covenant applies not just to external behavior, but to internal behavior too. And so it's a call to being completely holy, not just holy behavior outside, but holy behavior inside too. And it talks about, one of the commandments, which is, thou shalt not bear false witness. Now, it means a bit more than that. It means you tell the truth, and you are obedient to your vows. If you take a vow, and it's a valid vow, you live up to it. But our Lord is saying it doesn't matter whether you have your hand on the Bible and you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You should always let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. And this can be very difficult for a lot of people, particularly today when our society has exalted feelings above everything else. And so, why did you have to tell the truth? Just spare their feelings. Lie and tell her that the dress looks good. No, we don't lie, not even to save another person's feelings. And most people forget there's a third option. Which is just don't say anything. And if someone pushes, then they're responsible for hearing the thing that hurts their feelings, not you. But you're responsible for telling the truth, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. That you're not under a vow is no excuse for not telling the truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.